Get up with Paul and Woody on Hobart's Hit 100.9. And there's something new to try today. The Clubhouse Burger. Only at Macca's, available after 10:30 a.m.
So, Andrew Wilkie goes to Malcolm Turnbull and says, we want an A-League team, a soccer team, in Tassie. And then Malcolm Turnbull jokes around about the name of the team. And one of the names he pitches is Hodgman's Harriers. Okay. Will Hodgman, the Hodge Monster, the premier of this state, Harrier. Okay, there is a Harrier hound. I have a Harrier hound.
You
That's
do.
What Claude is.
It has a pinky issue.
It does.
I'm not suggesting that.
No. I think we should distance that.
I'm just saying that yours does.
But when you call someone a Harrier, that's a person who engages in persistent attacks on others. Now, I'm hoping when he's talked about our Premier Will Hodgman, he's talking about the dog and not the person who engages in persistent attacks on others. Do we have a scenario where our Premier has been giving the Prime Minister a hard time? Is the Prime Minister scared of the Hodge Monster?
Well, wouldn't you be?
Oh, no. I can be terrified of him. Because we played it. As you know, I go and have dinner at his house. I had it last night. Every second Wednesday we have spaghetti bolognese, and he's got this mask and he always jumps out from behind the couch. He terrifies me. He's got to be because he's into Star Wars as well. He's Harrier. But in a fun way.
Hey, yesterday we gave away $745 in the cash cube. I knew your face would do that. You should have seen Paul's face.
I've said it before. They mucked up that machine. Those three girls got in that machine and they tinkered with it. And now the machine runs too slow, so it's easier to win the money.
Well done to Jackie, who scored it. We're going to give you the next location inside 10 minutes. I don't know how long it's going to last for. I mean, we've got 15 grand and we've already given away thousands and thousands.
We're going to have to give away probably some more.
Next, though, from Will Hodgman to Sue Hickey.
Sue Hickey's in the paper again. Another photo. We'll do a full Hickey recap of all her photos, including the toilet pic. But there's a new one that will shock Hobart today.
We'll add it to the list right after this. It's Paul and Woody.
Hits 100.9.
I opened the paper today I was a little bit shocked because there's Hobart Lord Mayor Sue Hickey in the paper.
Yeah.
And before I get to the finer details of her picture in the paper today on page 11, if you're playing along at home, let's not forget that we've seen Sue Hickey perched on a toilet.
That's because she was doing surveillance of the public toilets around the city.
Did she have a brush in her hand? Did she have a toilet brush in her hand, or have I imagined that?
So she was sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, with her arms out, like all that jazz, sort of that thing.
And then, isn't that what you do on the toilet?
For emotion. Then we saw a picture of her not that long ago chugging a stein of German beer.
Yes.
For Oktoberfest that really ended up being quite a poison chalice, given that, well, nobody showed up to Oktoberfest.
And don't forget the party that she was holding as well at the town hall.
Oh, that's right. She had the party at the town hall, the street party.
Yeah, and she was wearing the mayoral robes.
She had the robes on.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this morning I look in the paper, and I don't mention the Mercury only because I write an article every Sunday.
We write an article every Sunday. Yeah.
But there she is, standing next to Captain Hurricane of the Hobart Hurricanes 2020 Big Bash team. She's tossing his ball in the air.
Okay, Paul.
Well, that's what she's doing. Captain Hurricane standing there with his arms folded, and Sue Hickey's got a Hurricanes cap on, and she's, the mouth's open, you know, like an expression of surprise, and there's the purple ball that is sitting in the air above her cupped hands.
Well, yes, because she's thrown.
Has she just thrown it?
Well, I think, she's thrown
that
it.
That ball wasn't CGI.
It's in motion. Is she celebrating because they've come to this goodwill arrangement where, you know, they're now, you know, Hobart's team, which I thought they always were, but now,
well,
they,
given the title, Hobart Hurricanes.
But in exchange, she's going to allow them to use the aquatic centre for recovery and training. So she's celebrating.
Right.
There's no money exchanging or anything.
It's just simply, we'll make the Canes our team, and you can use the Dune Kennedy Aquatic Centre for training and recovery.
Yeah, exactly.
So
there's a reason for the ball toss. What?
Can we assume that given they do have access to the pool, there'll be a follow-up picture.
Can you...
What?
No, because...
Part two. Will part two be in the paper tomorrow?
We can only hope. You're going to get us in so much trouble.
No, I'm just reporting on the photo in the paper.
It's 6:15. Gonna make it bend and break. Hits 100.9. Newsfeed. Let's check out what's clogging up your newsfeed. I can't believe this. So Canadian police have threatened drunk drivers with a bizarre Nickelback punishment. I like your pants around your
feet. What sort of punishment?
They have said that anyone that gets busted drink driving is going to be subjected to their Nickelback album in the patrol car all the way to jail. They have described in a Facebook post that it will be a punishment and a fate worse than death.
That's horrible. This is Canadian police.
Yes, and I know...
These fellas are Canadian.
Yeah, it said no need to thank us. We figure if you're foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking that a little Chad Kroger and the boys is the perfect gift for you.
No.
Yes, they
That's
have.
So disrespectful.
I know, but isn't it great?
Newsfeed.
Netflix. They have finally come to the party and they will make shows available for download. So you can watch them when you don't have your internet connection. It'll cost you a little bit more, but shows like Stranger Things, The Crown, Narcos, these are the ones that Netflix own, so therefore they're allowed to do it.
Oh, that's the best.
Well, that is awesome, because my mother, oh my God, all she wants to do is watch Stranger Things. Her internet connection is absolutely rubbish, so... Eventually, what I'll be able to do is take her to a place that there is a good Wi-Fi connection, put all the episodes on. Actually, when
stealing.
I say that I do this...
You're not stealing Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, we'll just get it from someone else's house.
No, you're not doing that.
What am I saying? When I get my brother to take mum to someone else's house...
Newsfeed.
A couple that met in a grocery store have walked down the pasta aisle to get hitched.
A wedding in a supermarket.
This sounds like your dream, right?
I love this.
Aisle three is where they got married.
It's the best aisle.
It was the produce section.
Great.
She wore white and they carried cans of cranberry sauce because that's what brought her now hubby into the store in the first place.
Oh.
He had to get jars of cranberry sauce.
Oh,
so she
okay.
walked down aisle three.
She did it with a bunch of flowers.
She did it with a couple of cans of cranberry
sauce. That'd be dangerous when she's throwing those over her head for the next woman to get married down at the grocery store. And do you know, funnily enough, today at Woolies is Double Points Day, must be a celebration.
What?
News feed.
It was so nice to see her father push her down the aisle in a trolley. there's an epidemic in Sydney. I wouldn't put this past people in Sydney because you know the people in Sydney are sickos.
That's just
the lifestyle they lead. There is a public poo pandemic.
What?
There's a call for 24-hour toilet services. Lord Mayor Sue Hickey will be right behind this because she loves a public can. She's been photographed on one before. There has been an epidemic, a pandemic of people, human beings, dropping a number two in parks, gardens.
But why?
I think what happens is... Sydney can be quite busy at night and everyone gets pushed out of the clubs and the bars and they need to go to the bathroom, but there are no public toilets, so people have just started to do it in the street.
No! There's so many things wrong with that! My God!
It's horrible. I won't mention who this person was, but I have worked with a fairly big-name broadcaster in the past and he sat me down and he told me that when you go to India and Sri Lanka, people just do it in the street. I told him that I'd been there twice and never seen one person. And I asked him how many times he'd been there. And his reply was, oh, well, I haven't been there, but I've heard about it.
News feed.
That's what's going up. Hits 100.9. Wanted that way. 19 to 7.
It does it to me every time.
That is from our old school album. Hits Paul and Woody. Spin that wheel. Which way do you want it? I mean, if you get so teary about it.
I think What it is whatever she does, yeah. He wants it that way.
Anything.
Anything. He's looking at her and she's doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing, but she's doing it. And he's saying, I want it that way.
Right. Even if she's hooking up with another bloke.
Hey, that's the way he wants it. He'll do it. He will do anything just to have it her way.
That's a really great description of it. I'm sure that when they sat down to write that song.
You don't think they thought that through?
I don't know that that's how they came up with that.
I'm trying to think, did my girlfriend Melissa kiss a member of the Backstreet Boys? Or was it Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Jeez.
She's kissed one of them.
And she was also, wasn't Johnny Ruffo after her for a while?
Well, that's a little bit too close to home.
Am I allowed to say that or not?
Well, yes, there was a time where...
kissed a backup dancer?
Okay.
And didn't Johnny Ruffo try and steal her from you?
Yep, so let's just...
Why didn't she... No, never mind.
Why would you say that?
I'm just wondering.
What has Johnny Ruffo got that I haven't got?
How long have you got?
She looks at Johnny Ruffo and she says, I'd prefer it that way.
Taking games on the wheel, whatever we spin up is what we're playing today. Playing for tickets to the movies. Get ready to call 13, 12, 16.
I'm horny.
Okay.
That's the name of the game.
It's all the talk with Johnny Ruffo.
He does look good with his top off. I was in the spa bath once with Johnny Ruffo. We both had our tops off.
Oh, see, I've told you, you should wear like a wetsuit into a... like a padded wetsuit.
Oh, right.
You know how guys can actually get tops now where it looks like...
I couldn't sit in a spa bar with Johnny Ruffo with a rashie on.
Well, I think you'd probably be better off. A padded one.
The game is I'm horny. You call us on 13, 12, 16. You honk your horn in your car, obviously. Yeah. And then we'll try to guess the make and model. If the car, if we can't, we will send you to the...
Kids 100.9. Kids Paul and Woody. Spin that wheel.
Hi, Angus.
How you going?
Good. There was a stack of games on the wheel. We just spun it and that we spun. All right, for tickets to the movies, we're going to get you to honk your horn. Try and guess the make and model. If we can't, you're off to the movies.
Yep.
All right.
Go.
I'm ready.
Oh, I feel like we've had this one before, haven't we?
What's a good chance?
Could you give us a long one, please?
Where are you at the moment?
Oh, I'm in Norfolk.
Okay.
I'm leaning towards a Hilux.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I was thinking... a Mazda 3.
Every time because she drives one.
Yeah, only because it's a process of elimination. One day someone will ring up with a Mazda 3. What are you going with?
What was this guy's name again?
Angus.
Angus. Well, sorry, it says Ang on my screen here.
Well, don't get angry at the 3.
No, I'm just saying it says Ang. I didn't know if it was Ang Lee or...
Well, I'd said it was Angus, so sorry.
Angus, are you driving a Hilux?
No, I'm not.
What are you driving?
Isuzu D-Max. Close.
Oh, an Isuzu D-Max.
Oh, you know about those, do you, Paul?
Yeah. The parts in the horn are very similar.
Are they?
They're all made in Japan.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I think you just made that up.
Yep.
Well done, Angus. You are off to see Why Him, which stars James Franco in cinemas Boxing Day.
Not to mention Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, and if you haven't gotten on YouTube to watch Bryan Cranston and James Corden sing in a grown-up boy band, you haven't lived.
More tickets tomorrow. Kids 100.9. Paul loves to munch on some Dibbity Bix.
Oh, I love a Dibbity Bix.
I've
got the Cheesy My Vegemite ones, and do you know, I had me bloody Dibbity Bix at 5:55 and I don't have any left. I'm spewing because I know that I'm going to need a Dibbity Bix hit at 7.
You have a play lunch like a grade 5 has. Someone in grade 5 or a 5-year-old maybe. You love kids' food.
I've got a couple of apple and blackcurrant golden circle juice boxes this morning. I don't mind those.
Which is how we got to on 13, 12, 16. I didn't think there was any other adult that liked kids' food. Mm-hmm. I may have been wrong, starting with Angela. Are you an adult that likes kids' food?
It's the best thing about a kid's party.
Oh, isn't it just...
The fairy bread. It's amazing.
It's just marvellous. And I don't like it when they do the millions and trillions on the fairy bread. I prefer the hundreds and thousands.
Definitely, it's not the same.
It is not the same.
So you're quite partial to a kid's party. Just, do you stop at fairy bread, or is there something else that you like as well?
Oh, yes, definitely the frogs and ponds and all the lollies, just fizzy drink. It's just a good excuse.
It is, isn't it?
Lucky I only go to probably 2 a year.
A 2 a year.
You're down.
She's
to
down
two
to 2 a year.
Well done, Angela. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Are you an adult that likes, well, obviously you're an adult, but you like kids' food?
It's not me, it's my brother. He takes fairy bread sandwiches to work.
Where does he work?
And he's a plumber. If he's listening to this, he's probably going to kill me on the weekend, but I don't care.
So your brother is a tradie. He's a grown man. How old is he?
He's a tradie. He's 24.
Does he have a partner?
Yes, he does.
This gets better.
What's his name?
What's his name? Jake.
Shout out Jake. He's probably cutting up his fairy bread lunch now.
No, he's
getting it ready for
this. He plays past the parcel at this time, so he might not be near the radio.
Oh my
Brilliant.
God, that's the best, Jamie. Thanks for your call. Hi, Steph.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you like adult food?
No,
kids food. Kids food, sorry.
Adult food sounds so dirty.
I'm 28 and I still get juice boxes every fortnight with the shopping.
It sounds like you were at Alcoholics Anonymous or something.
I love a juice box. Have you tried the Sunraysia organic juice bags?
No, I haven't actually.
Yeah, it's in a bag instead of a box. Tastes the same.
Yeah, because it says bag. Of course it's in a bag.
Well, all right,
I mean, it'd be weird if it was called bag and it was in a box, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I really just like the fruit box because they're really easy to just grab out the fridge and have a drink.
Stop being a pusher, Paul.
No, I'm just saying people are less judgmental of you if you have the bags.
Are they really?
Occasionally.
Oh, dear.
Because they taste the same, but you can pretend to be an adult if you're drinking out of the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was an interesting. That was interesting fact.
Well, I'm just trying to help her out.
I mean, even Steph, you want to go now?
I remember when I was at primary school and you got a juice box. They had a sticker on the back of them.
Yeah,
like a cartoon sticker. I wish they did that again.
Where's that going?
On my wall. Hits 100.9. There's been a massive show on SBS this week. It's the show that is hosted by Ray Martin, wherein which he takes some celebrities into the Australian outback and into Indigenous communities, and they get to experience those communities. And these are people that haven't visited communities like this before. The show's called First Contact. You've got Natalie Imbruglia, Tom Ballard, Dicko. The reason why the show has been controversial is because old crony of Pauline Hanson, David Oldfield's gone in.
Yeah.
And if you've watched the two episodes that have already aired, David Oldfield is rude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a pig. He's rude. He goes in. Look, we all know what his opinions are on Indigenous communities, but he is going into people's homes and he's being rude. Dicko didn't know whether or not he was a racist himself. There's an actress that has gone in. To be honest, I've never heard of her, but she was a little bit the same. And you can see that their opinions are starting to change because they're having some life experiences.
Good.
Okay. David Oldfield has now accused SBS of heavily editing the program to make him look bad.
What part?
Oh, this is just ridiculous. David Oldfield has said that the program begged him to be on it because he was going to provide a different opinion to the rest of the guests. No, dude, David. That's why you were there. Because they wanted you to be the resident kook.
Mm.
They wanted you to be like this, and you fell into that trap, David. That is why you were there. You were the token person in the cast that was going to make a complete dick of yourself when you went into these communities, and you were rude to people.
Yeah, and there's the off chance, though, that he could have actually changed his opinion.
Of course. But that's why they were taking... If he presented himself in a decent way, then we wouldn't all be watching the television thinking, oh, my God, you're an embarrassing flog. You've gone into people's homes. Yes, we all think it's disgusting that there's rubbish piled up the walls, but you don't walk into someone's home and go, oh, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Absolutely ludicrous. David has said that he argued with Ray Martin on set. Ray Martin, one of the most affable blokes in the entertainment industry. He's arguing with Tom Ballard. This is the same week that David Oldfield's old mate, Pauline Hanson, has come out with the ridiculous statement that there's no definition to Aboriginal. All we've got to do now, Pauline, is get on Twitter because plenty of people are providing you with the definition of being Aboriginal. My fear with this is that it's 2016, but it feels like we're back in 96.
Yeah.
We're back in 96 when Pauline made her maiden speech to Parliament and then David Oldfield apparently spent an evening with her that very night. It's not 1996. I don't want to go back to 1996. In 1996, we were all sitting down watching Hey Dad or Hey Hey It's Saturday. In 1996, you know who got the Logies? Deidre Brummer and Daryl Summers.
Deidre Brummer, my gosh.
1996, Mad Cow took over the UK. No one could eat a steak over there.
Nah,
in 1996, I don't want to go back there, David Oldfield, because that's when Charles and Diana were divorced.
And when your girlfriend was born.
That's generous. If we're going to pretend that it is 1996 today, well, let's celebrate the number one hit of that year. Now that may be the most terrifying thing from 1996.
Hits 100.9.
Well, Woody, we've been talking about the fact that we're paying 10 cents more a litre for petrol than the mainland. Our consumption's through the roof. People are spending 109 hours extra in traffic in Hobart.
It's a disgrace.
We're one of the most congested cities in Australia in the top three.
We are in the top three. And you've got to conceptualise that because you can only get another two in the top three.
Yeah.
So let's stick Melbourne and Sydney in. And then immediately, we're more congested than places like Perth, Adelaide and Brisbane.
We've had so many calls into the show about it as well. Yeah. Some people, giving us suggestions as how to fix it.
This was more than a suggestion. This was a solution.
Danny?
What I'm bringing up, Dad, we should be signing a big petition about petrol prices in Tasmania. It's just rubbish that we're paying too much.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it, Danny?
We might have just put all our cars on the Brooker Highway where they're doing the roadworks and burn them in front of them.
Okay. Yeah.
I might let other people burn theirs. So I need mine.
Well, burn the actual car?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
No, Paul, don't.
And good old-fashioned car bonfire.
No, that's
just
not
to stick it up.
We'll get about 100 cars there and set them all on fire.
All right, then. Well, do I have to do mine or can I get someone else's?
Oh, we can go and get Rex from the wrecking yard.
Great idea.
No, Paul, it's illegal.
No.
You can't just take
we'll
a car.
We'll get a permit. No. Lord Mayor Sue Hickey loves a front page and she'll get behind this.
We're not. It's not firecracker night.
I can imagine it'll be like Mad Max. She'll be standing in leather on top of a car as it burns, sending a message to the mainland that we're sick and tired of paying too much for petrol.
That's it. We need to make a stand.
I love it, Danny. Good on you, mate.
Paul, can I just say at this point, the Paul and Woody Show do not endorse anyone burning cars on the... He's gone. I didn't even get to warn him.
He's already lit a match. Although, mind you, if we are going to light our cars on fire, we're probably going to have to buy some petrol. Oh, well, they got us again.
We're still taking your call, 13, 12, 16. Brody, have the petrol prices affected your wallet?
Yeah, it has.
And I reckon they've snuck it in. I reckon they've crypted it up to a point where we're almost desensitised to it until we see the article in the paper saying that we're paying 10 cents more a litre.
Used to it.
Yes.
Yeah, something you got to have and you don't really take a lot of notice of it until, you got to see it and hear about it.
And what do you make of the suggestion made by a caller a little bit earlier this morning where he said that some of us should get our vehicles and park them on the Brooker and light them on fire as a form of protest?
It's just...
No, I don't think that'll work real well.
All right, I'll put you in the no column. That's fine.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Brody. Lee, what do you think about us paying 10 cents a litre more than the mainland for petrol?
It's more expensive because when it gets to Sydney, it changes boat.
So we're paying for an extra boat trip.
Yeah, so what happens is it goes into Sydney and it actually gets changed. I don't know why, but they don't direct.
Oh, sorry, you're just breaking up there, Lee.
He's running out of petrol.
Sorry. Yeah.
So it goes to Sydney, and so our fuel changes boats, and that's what puts the extra price on.
Well, we need our own boat then.
Hence, exactly right. But even though we have Cowtex fuel stations here, like on the water and the wharf, there's actual containers here, but that gets here via two boats. That's why we pay extra.
Oh, this
we
is shouldn't, ridiculous. Should be a direct boat. I mean, exactly. I can get a direct flight to Brisbane, so I should be able to get my petrol direct.
Tony Abbott has a few boats, doesn't he?
I think, Paul, you and I got seating in village cinemas. Yep. Let's get a boat.
That's the next thing.
I mean,
Lee and I fought for this for the best part of 24 months. We finally got allocated seating in village cinemas here in Hobart. We're getting a boat for Hobart, petrol boat.
My gosh. Yep. Gosh.
The boat's coming. Boating.
Yes.
Yep. Sounds good, mate.
Let's do it, Lee.
All right, I'll talk to you soon about it. Watch out.
Good on you, mate. I'll meet you down at the waterfront.
Hits 100.9.
Oh! Katy Perry has been spotted with Orlando Bloom in public with a ring on that finger. And it is huge.
So they didn't break up at the end of last week?
No.
Okay.
It is a huge oval yellow diamond ring on her engagement finger.
So and have we compared it to anything that Orlando gave Miranda?
Oh, well, that was a huge one as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So congratulations to them. Justin Bieber has called Instagram evil after asking his audience if he should rejoin.
I don't want to get my Instagram back. Instagram is for the devil. I'm sure, I think hell is Instagram. I'm like 90% sure. We get sent to hell, we get like locked in the Instagram server. Like I'm stuck in the DMs, I'm trying to like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Don't you love it when you go and see a band or a musician and then all they do is talk between the songs? Isn't that good? Instead of like doing all their hits and stuff, I just prefer to stand there and have them just talk.
Madonna did that comedy routine, remember?
Yeah, she did a good one, didn't she? Yeah, is that when she fell over?
Now, they're saying that Kanye West's breakdown was caused by Kim Kardashian asking for a break from the marriage. Apparently, there have been issues for quite a while, and this led him to have a complete meltdown.
This is very unlike Kim. I don't... Did Kim... I mean, has Kim got a history of this with all her previous husbands? I don't think she has she? Because remember, you know, she's had a few.
She's had a couple.
Well, there's the old one that no one ever mentions. The first one, the really old bloke.
Yeah.
Sort of a Jeffrey Edelston type. Did that start off as a break? Must come as a big surprise to Kanye.
If you want the latest scoopla, it's up at Hit Hobart.
Hits 100.9.
This phone topic will let. We're going to pitch some phone topics at you, Hobart. 13, 12, 16, if one interests you.
Yeah.
You can call the number at any time and pick what you want to talk about.
That's right. I'm not going to pretend that yesterday was a success. Phone calls came in very late.
Very late.
Very late.
Just made it.
Just. 13, 12, 16. Let us know if any of these topics interest you.
I said that.
Pick your segment.
Did say that.
I'm buying time.
Why? Because you haven't got any.
No, I've got a couple. What have you driven?
What?
I just saw footage of Prince William driving a train. They let him drive a train. He's allowed to do anything. Do you drive a helicopter or do you fly a helicopter?
You fly a helicopter.
He's flown a helicopter before as well.
Yeah.
We were led to believe that he landed a helicopter when he was wooing the princess.
Yeah, he used to do it in our front yard.
That's right. I want to know, what have you driven or flown?
13, 12, 16. There was a couple that met in a grocery store.
Right.
And now they've had their wedding in aisle three.
Brilliant.
In the produce department.
Yeah.
She wore white and they carried cans of cranberry sauce because that's what he ran in there for to get that day that he met up.
Yeah.
I want to know if you've had an unconventional wedding.
Great.
Something a little bit left of field.
A story kicked around Tassie a few years back. The suggestion was that someone had been married at a McDonald's.
See, I'd love stories like that. One of my friends had a food truck for the reception.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Which
I thought was really cool. Yeah.
Okay. 13, 12, 16. Does anyone else do this? Do you invent stories about strangers? I pass the same two women on the street every morning when I come to work. And over the last couple of months, I've developed their backstory. And they work for the Secret Service, but in Australia.
Okay.
Where in which maybe they, you know, it's a shop front, but when they go into the shop, they press a button and the wall goes back and then they go in, there's the computers and everything. They're spies. Have you ever invented a backstory? And maybe this is something that you do with somebody else. I just do it with myself. About complete strangers.
13, 12, 16. There's a painting pig at the moment. It's a pig that loves to paint. It's going viral, this video. The pig holds the brush and paints.
No.
It does. I've watched
Are you sure?
Many times. It's a painting pig.
I've seen elephants do it.
Yeah. No, this pig is painting.
What sort of artwork are they doing?
It's better than what I can draw, which is a stick man. I want to know if you have a pet that does adult things. You know, something you go, that's a very adult thing to do. Maybe does it sits at the table to eat.
Well, does it count if your dog gets in the driver's seat of your car as soon as you leave the car?
Yes.
Paws on the wheel.
So cute.
Okay.
13, 12, 16.
All right. 13, 12, 16. As an adult, is there a word you still struggle with?
Oh, yeah.
You can't quite get it out of your mouth.
Mine's rule.
What is it?
It's rural. It's rural.
Wool?
No, you know what I'm trying to say, Paul.
Wool?
No,
you
rural.
You want to buy some wool?
Rural.
What's that, Lassie?
What? Oh, you're such... 13, 12, 16. I want to know if you've busted someone using work time for personal use.
It's horrible.
I just walked into the staff room here and there was a chick cooking bacon in the sandwich maker.
What is this?
She's making a BLT and she clocked on about 40 minutes ago, which
has
I love.
She not got a kitchen? No calls today.
And the calls are coming through now. You guys, what are you doing to us?
Come on, guys. You're better than that.
I don't know.
That was some pretty...
I think that was our
all
fault.
All right topics.
Hits 100.9.
Paul and Woody, you can grab us any time on any topic that we've talked about or one you want to talk about. Who's this?
Hi, it's Gemma. How are you?
Oh, good, Gemma. What would you like to talk about?
So my partner, I can't say elephant, he calls them jalapenos.
Instead of jalapenos? Oh.
Have you tried to coach him through it?
Oh, every single time, and he gets it wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I had a boss who couldn't say specific, so he'd say Pacific.
Oh, okay.
And in front of everyone, he'd say, can you please come into my office? I've got something very Pacific to talk to you about. And I'd say, what are we going on a holiday?
Oh, you're such a jerk.
And no one ever had the heart to explain it to him, and he never understood why we were making jokes about going to holidays on islands.
Oh, you're cruel.
Hits 100.9.
All right, relationship problem. I need your help, Hobart. I'm too cheap to pay for a counsellor. All right. My girlfriend came home last night, and she... It's not... It's not a woe-is-me tale.
Really?
My girlfriend came home from work last night. And she had...
Oh, and she found you playing with your miniature dolls.
Wow. I did not know where that sentence was going. Like, tell me in rehearsal, mate. Wow.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, I was not found playing with my action figures.
Oh, or dolls.
They're collectibles. Can we lower that music, please? We had a very casual conversation in the kitchen whilst I was chopping up some cucumber. Which was quite symbolic of what took place next. She said, oh, all the girls at work were going crazy over this guy today. I said, oh, yeah? Yeah, what was going on? And she blurts out, oh, he was so hot. He's a tradie and he's got a man bun. And everyone was so jealous of me because I had to keep working with him throughout the day. So I thought, oh, hang on, I'll let this go and I'll ask a few more questions. So I said, well, how old is he? And she said, oh, my age.
So he's a kid. He's probably in his first year apprenticeship.
Oh, yeah. I said, well, what was it about him that made all the girls go crazy? Oh, he was just really hot. He was just, you know, hot and young, and he was really capable.
Well, because to be fair, though, all right, I'll lower it. He keeps pointing at me to lower it. You're getting frustrated. You own a lady claw hammer. So, I mean...
It's all I need.
If she's after a Mr. Fixer, I mean, you're not really the person
she's going to... It's convenient. Because it fits into the little red tool case.
What is it?
What is it? A box. Toolbox. My little red toolbox. I said to her, can you imagine your reaction, Melissa, if I came home and I said, oh, gee whiz, there was a new girl at work today... I tell you what a piece of... Whoa. I mean, she had the rig and the tight and the what and the... I said to her, you would dump me on the spot. And she looked at me and she said, oh, don't be silly. And then she walked away. Now, I'm hoping she didn't walk away to go and request someone's friendship on Facebook. I want to know on 13, 12, 16, am I overreacting to this? Because I think this is a double standard. I think what she has done is she has dangled some hot, young, hipster type in front of me with his man bun. And he's... Oh, he was wearing shorts yesterday, Woody. I found that out.
Yeah.
He had a pair of shorts on as well. Oh, he looked... He had the shorts on. His legs were tanned. He had Blunstons.
He had to pick up a few things off the floor, did he?
Yeah, it's she amazing how many things kept dropping onto the floor.
Oh, she's so clumsy, your girlfriend.
The amount of times his toolbox got knocked over. I said, you keep away from his toolbox. I want to know if there is a double standard that exists here, or am I overreacting? The music makes it sound worse.
13, 12, 16. It's Paul and Woody. Hits
100.9. I'm in a pickle because my girlfriend came home from work and she was talking about how mad all the girls were for the young guy. He was a tradie. They needed him in at work yesterday to, I don't know, fix their awnings or something. And she described him in great detail. He's young. He's good looking. He's got a man bun. Nice set of buns on the other side as well. Not to mention the fact that he had a pair of shorts on and tanned legs. I feel this is a double standard because if I came home and I said to my girlfriend, oh, there's a new blondie.
Blondie.
In at work.
All right.
She's a nice little piece.
Ugh.
I was hanging around her all day. All the blokes were going mad for her. You should see the backside on this one. Then I would be dumped. There is a double standard that exists with this sort of stuff.
I don't know if you should worry about her leaving you for him, though.
Why?
Because I don't think looks has ever meant much to her.
Oh, you...
Jimmy!
Jimmy! I need help, Jimmy. I'm in a predicament, Jimmy. Is there a double standard, Jimmy?
He wants to know if he should be mad or not.
Buddy, I think there is, mate.
Yeah.
Because if you go saying, like, what you should have said... Is that there's a new bloke at school? Like, if there's a new hot fella at school, like a chick at school, just say a bloke and just refer to the fella as a or a female as a bloke. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that...
Just make a person up, basically, and just refer to him as a fella.
So that allows me to perv.
Yeah.
So rather than deal with the issue at hand... You think that I
lie.
Lie.
Create someone, lie, and then when you're around her, refer to it as a bloke.
Yeah. So rather than Tina, the new woman working in accounts, it's Barry.
Yeah.
I'm just going out for a drink with Barry.
Yeah. Barry and I had a tickle fight today at work in the photocopier room.
Yeah, and just make him sound like a real disgusting sort of person.
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't want to ever want to meet him as well.
This is genius.
This is
Jimmy doing Dr. Phil for us now.
Kids 100.9.
The Cash Cube is going to be at Hotel Soho today, 12:30.
Huge.
Make sure you're there if you want to have your chance to jump in. Yesterday, Jackie taking home $745.
We need help, Hobart. This riddle has broken the internet. Okay. If you know the answer to this riddle, we need you to call us immediately because we're doing pie charts in here. We've got whiteboards.
Paul is serious. This is what he's been doing behind the scenes. He's got whiteboards and markers.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? I'll repeat that. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? Her grandmother, mother, daughter, granddaughter... Or alternatively, I am Teresa. So, should I work this out on air or?
No, I don't think
we'll
you should.
We'll come back after the news.
Like, first one to get it right, let's give him something.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Because it's doing my head in because he is. Hits 100.9.
Okay, we're going to get to the bottom of this, Hobart. Don't worry.
You are wasting so much air time.
No, we are going to come up with a solution. All right. It's a riddle. It's broken the internet this morning. The whole world's talking about it. You look out the window, cars have come to a grinding halt. Although that could be the traffic issues in Hobart.
Work productivity certainly has.
Yeah, fancy doing this at work. The riddle is, and we need your help, 13, 12, 16. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa?
Hi, Gemma.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, can you help us out?
Yeah,
it's Teresa. It's okay.
Teresa. Hang on a minute. Whoa.
He needs you to explain, I think.
Okay. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother,
yeah,
what am I to Teresa?
Yeah. So Teresa's daughter is her own daughter's mum. You can't do it without writing it down. I did it at work the other day, and I did a little graph.
Do you want to explain what I'm doing over here, Woody?
He's drawing stick men. No joke. Going Teresa, daughter, my daughter, me. Where am I? It's just awful.
Yeah, so do just the first letters of the names with, like, little arrows, and it's okay. Teresa. It's definitely Teresa.
Because at the moment, I've got next door neighbour.
Oh, hang on for us, Gemma. You still don't get it, do you?
Okay.
Kira, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
All
good.
Right.
It's still doing Paul's head in.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa?
The daughter.
Oh, now this has blown me completely.
You're confused again, is it?
Just said it was Teresa.
Well, no, Gemma just said it was Teresa.
There's the daughter, but now we're hearing from Kira, it's the daughter. Who is this Teresa? Can't Teresa just play it straight and just let us know who she is? Maybe if Teresa called, we could find out. All right, Kira says daughter.
Hi, Alex.
G'day, how are you?
Well, it's doing my head in. Like, my head hasn't been this sore in a long time. Do you know
who Teresa is?
Who is Teresa?
Who's Teresa? Well, you're the daughter of Teresa when you're doing the riddle.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa?
Yeah, you're Teresa's daughter.
You're Teresa's daughter.
But now we've had three different ones.
We've got daughters.
We've had one, someone say Teresa.
We've got Teresa. I still think it's the next door neighbour.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Hi, Wayne.
How are you?
Oh, can you please help me out with this?
Yeah, you are Teresa's daughter.
See, that's the second
you
one for Teresa's,
Teresa's
daughter.
Yeah,
because how's it go again?
Okay, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, makes me Teresa's daughter.
Yeah, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, then therefore I am Teresa's daughter.
Now, Woody, just in case someone just tuned into this show, do you want to explain what's going on?
A mind stuff? That's what's going on. Can we just Google the answer, please, Mason?
Okay. All right, thanks. Who is that?
That was Wayne. Thanks, Wayne.
Who is he to Teresa?
Who are you to Teresa, Wayne?
Teresa's daughter.
You're Teresa's daughter. Okay, great.
I don't believe it.
Thanks,
That's
Wayne.
Not a woman. I can't believe it. I'm hearing from the three girls that Teresa has called the station.
Teresa!
We're going to speak to Teresa next after Coldplay, and we will have your solution so you can see if you were right, Hobart.
Hits 100.9.
We apologise if you haven't been able to get through. Our phone lines have jammed. It's 12 away from 9. Hobart's hit 100.9. Paul and Woody. All over a riddle that's breaking the internet right now. What are you doing?
I'm still trying to work this thing
out.
Okay. If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? Okay, now this is a tough riddle. And we've had your theories, Hobart, and people are saying daughters, mothers, I am Teresa. So I want to speak to Teresa.
You did ask for Teresa to call
in. I need Teresa. If I can speak to Teresa, then maybe we'll be able to work this thing out.
The 1216, who's this?
Teresa.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, Teresa.
Teresa, who are you?
Who is it?
Well, I was just thinking. I was thinking daughter, but now you've got me thinking again.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
it says Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother.
Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother. What am I to Teresa?
But who are you, Teresa? Who's Teresa?
Where do you
I'm
live, Teresa?
Myself now.
What suburb do you live in? Old Beach. Okay, we know that much about Teresa. Okay, and are you looking after the kids or have you got a job? What's going on?
I'm a stay-at-home mum.
Stay-at-home mum. Okay, hardest job of all.
Yeah, three of them go to school.
Three?
And I've got a little baby.
Okay, do you actually have a daughter?
I do.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if we're...
So you do it. What's her name?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. All right. Okay, look, we'll see what we can do with this information. We know that Teresa lives in Old Beach and she does have a daughter named Cheyenne.
Thanks, Teresa.
Okay. I think I've managed to work this thing out now. Okay, now that we know that Cheyenne is Teresa's daughter, I think we can work this out.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Please do it.
Give me a drum roll.
I'm just... All right.
Okay. If Teresa's daughter... Well, that's Cheyenne. Okay.
Yes.
So if Cheyenne... I'm going to need the drum roll.
Oh, come on, Paul.
Give me another drum roll. If Cheyenne is... If Cheyenne's mother... And the... So Cheyenne's daughter is Sally.
Don't tell me you need another one.
Just give me one more.
Oh, Paul.
What am I to Teresa? Well, I'm Cheyenne.
Can we check that?
I'm Cheyenne, so therefore I am the daughter.
They're saying yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Is that what we're saying?
I think that's what we're saying.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's correct, guys.
Oh! Congratulations, Hobart.
Forget the cash cube. This is the thing.
We're all going to Teresa's place.
Yes. Yeah. Hits
100.9. Hey, just a late breaker. Remember earlier in the week... Everyone was reporting that Carl Sivanovic had quit the Today Show.
Yeah.
22 minutes ago, Steve Jacobs quit the show. The weatherman.
What?
He's on there with his family. Steve Jacobs is 49 years old.
Wow.
He said that the schedule's just too grueling from Monday to Friday.
Well, it would be because you have to race around the country, get up early, dress up.
Oh, I don't think it'd be glamorous.
Mm.
He's going to take up a job on weekend today.
Okay.
So we'll do weekends instead of weekdays. But a little bit of irony there, given that everyone had sold off
Carl. Yeah.
He was a goner.
Yeah.
But it was Steve Jacobs the whole time. The other news is Myer Basement. Thanks for some information coming through from our Myer Mole. It's opening tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll have to give it to you because you said it earlier in the week.
Yeah, and I think all the hoopla is going to happen on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow is what they're referring to as a soft launch. They are putting clothes on the racks as we speak.
You mean been to many soft launches?
Oh, look, we've all been guilty of one. Hits 100.9.